listening to another great episode. Tonight is our Halloween episode, so we all out here feeling somewhat scary, somewhat mysterious. And speaking of all that, we have our very own Halloween party on Saturday, November 1st. My fault, I am running out of breath. I just ran up all the flight of stairs. Okay, alright, locking in. Basically, November 1st, we are doing our event at Reggie's at 9 p.m. That is at Concordia at the Hall building. So you know we're not messing around. This is a pretty big venue. It's a serious venue too, for real. So there's gonna be a costume contest. It's gonna be insane. There's gonna be drinks. It is free for all students. I'm talking if you go to Vanier, if you go to Dawson, if you go to Concordia, if you go to under a bridge. As long as you have your student ID, you're free. If you're uneducated, I'm joking, but if you have no student ID, it's $10. Depending on how the night goes, might be even cheaper, who knows? But I promise y'all this, it's gonna be a great night, and we hope you guys don't miss it. The costume contest is gonna be a $50 gift card to Poulet Rouge. Yeah, that's how we know we're not messing around. Poulet Rouge, bro, is gonna be amazing, especially like late at night. So you already know how it is. Be there, tickets are gonna be on sale very, very soon. Better late than never. Also, Concordia, well, CJLO specifically, is doing a funding drive. We're raising money for the station, and it's gonna be really great. So you guys can show up to our events, you can listen to our show. We're raising money for a great cause. We hope you guys can pitch in. All right, enough about that. We have another special episode. Tonight, we have the one and only, well, the two and only. The two and only, Andre Waith and Ja. Yo, give it up for these two incredible artists, for real.
Thank you for having us, man. Thank you for having us.
How y'all feeling, for real?
Another day.
Bro, I've been waiting to have y'all on for a minute, bro, for real. It's been, I've been teasing your music for a minute, been playing it, even on my own playlist. And honestly, bro, I'm happy to have y'all.
Appreciate it,
man.
Bro, for real, we both want to play more of your music. A lot from your stuff too, Andre. Yeah. And we also have your song with Ja, with Shit Ain't Free.
Shit Ain't Free.
And Ja also has some unreleased you want to show us?
Yeah, man. Yo, I got, bro, I low-key after my email to you, but I got no USB on me, brother.
It's
a USB thing?
Yeah,
I had no USB on me,
that ain't gonna work.
It's all good, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
The vibe keeps going. It is what it is. But yeah, we finally play your song with Andre and Ja, bro. This is from his album, What's Next For Me. This is Shit Ain't Free, Andre Waith and Ja. You're listening first, 6090, The Come Up. Let's get it.
Yo, dad, I feel like...
This is where we started. This is where it started. Got the same brothers from the same undergrad and never parted. This is what we wanted. This is what we want. Better pay your homage. Better. That's some boys who they came to when he wanted to get it started. That's two these
Raja been my twist since 09. Me and him smoking on your top five. Put the Honda Civic in a sport drive. Bitch, I'm 03. I ain't no 5.
We been doing this for a long time. What we want coming any day now. I knew I'd be something in this world. I've been daydreaming since the playground.
What's next for me? Y'all niggas ain't getting no check for me. I told you I need it from day one. Don't come to sit around and lecture me.
My expertise is making sure them boys dead beneath. I live my life on the edge, little nigga. I never need no extra sleep.
Yeah, I never needed no validation from you motherfuckers.
But when we make it, there's no need to throw a celebration, motherfucker.
It's all patience, motherfucker.
Right, keep pacing, motherfucker. Ja. That's what they been asking for. It's something I can't.
Never.
That's just niggas, I don't jack no more. Pass me that so I can. Yeah. Clutch time, make sure I'm on the flow. I got soldiers if you wanna.
I got them.
Only God knows what I got in store.
God knows.
I pray for you, niggas.
Shit ain't free. I still struggle every day to hit my dream. Shit ain't free. I could wake up or I don't. No guarantees. Shit ain't free. I still hustle for a Twix so I can eat. Shit ain't free. It's Christmas time. I gotta get a gift for niece. My niece. cause shit ain't free. I done fell too many times on my knees. Shit ain't free. I was crying like a bitch with some greed. Shit ain't free. I had to get a job so I could pay some fees. Shit ain't free.
Got it.
Shit. Damn, what's next for me? I be mopping day to day and cleaning grease.
Nah, what's next for me is getting my brothers paid and boost their self-esteem. Nah, what's next for me is winning every way and boost their jealousies so the ops can see. What's next for me?
What's next for me?
What's next for me?
What's next for me?
What's next for me? Cha cha!
1690, we back at it again, the come up. We are here with Andre Waith and Ja. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, tell us about you guys.
Where do we start?
That's a good question. So, introduce yourselves.
So, my name is Andre Waith. I go by, it's my stage name. Everybody knows me as Dot. Mm-hmm. Artist, producer, engineer, just obsessed with music. And that's really what it is. We started when we were kids. But, yeah, we used to really just, it just started off with freestyling. And for jokes, and just as we just kept going, it just leveled up, and now we're here.
It became something really crazy.
You know when, like, you have, like, two loves, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
One was basketball, one was music. You know, at first, it was basketball was the main goal, you know what I'm saying? And then after, as you said, the freestyle, just the love for it, just learning about music, just putting more, like, into it, you know? Then you start, like, kind of, like, gravitating more to something else, you know?
100%.
And that's just what it was, you know? But, like, yeah, we're just some NDG guys, you know what I'm saying? We're just some DG guys, man, just trying to, like, make it, honestly. We have a collective, by the way, called For The Art.
For The Art, okay, bet.
Yeah, shout out Sona, Fix, Zuvi, Kira, Keys, Kaden, KCM,
Sammy Rocky.
We have a whole bunch of artists that, like,
we can keep going, keep shouting them out.
they're all in the live too.
They're all in the live. Shout out to them.
One thing that we all have in common, that they're all super talented.
Everybody's super talented.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're just trying to just keep going at it, just be different, but most of all, just be ourselves.
Be original, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I love about you two specifically. Compared to all the artists we've had, it's all mostly been like underground rap, but like you guys, it's hella lyrical. And I've been waiting for it, because I love lyrical rap. One of my favorites is Joey Badass.
Shout out Joey Badass.
Shout out.
We just did a remix. He helped me write.
For real?
Yeah, a remix for Dark Aura.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you guys like his new album?
Yeah, for sure. It was tough. Lonely at the Top? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Tough. I'm super 1999, but for sure, though, he killed it.
I love 2000. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, nah, 2000 is fire.
It's not, sure. I can't listen to the intro because Diddy's on it.
I'm not going to lie. There's one, what's that song called in the album? There's one, like, Underwater?
Think so.
Yo, yeah.
That one got a flow on it. I'm not gonna lie. That's it. That's one of the ones where, like, you know, like, not much. Like, you know, I feel like I'm kind of like I'm a gem guy. I'm a guy where, like, I'm gonna listen to certain songs I know most people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna, like, maybe not understand. You know.
100%. That's cool. Sometimes you gotta stand out, and that's how it makes you unique. And it makes you different, and that's a great thing. That's what a lot of people on our show are. Like, we all just unique, especially with our show. What we do, we try to have, like, a bunch of different genres, different artists. We don't like to be confined in a box, so we go out and everywhere.
Everywhere, for sure.
For 100%, and that's really cool. Yeah. For real, I love what y'all are doing. So, like, appreciate you guys have been doing this for a minute, right?
For a minute, for a long time, for really a long time.
Honestly, and not long enough, man. I feel like we have, like, you know,
a lot more to do.
A
lot more to do. But for sure, like, staying true to the game, staying true to, I think what makes it work for all of us is that we're obsessed with it.
100%.
So, you know, it's, you know, you are who you're with, and I kind of preach that a lot. So it's just good to have somebody like him, you know, like my right hand man, and then the rest of my guys. And yeah, like, we all just love music. I think that's the most important thing, is that no matter what, even if we don't make money off of music for the rest of our lives, we'll still make music.
I love that.
That's all that matters.
No matter what.
For real, man. Sometimes it's deeper than money, I find.
For sure.
100%.
It gets, like, confusing.
It does a bit. Okay, I feel like there's a lot of people from the different sides who, like, may not understand it and only see it from, like, a profit standpoint.
Exactly.
But if you have such, like, a passion and a love for it, no matter what you do, you can just find joy in it. Eventually, you can turn it into a profit if you want.
Yeah, that would be amazing, you know, to feed families. But for sure, I think all of us are, like, super being creative first. And then just, you know, I think because the music is so genuine that all that profit and the financial status and all that, I feel like that comes in due time. But yeah, that was never really the focus. It was honestly, the focus for us is to share music that people relate to and understand. And whenever they're going through certain times that might be a rough patch for them, they could put on like one of Jaws' records and be like, dang, like that's some shit that's something I went through. So yeah,
I'm also very competitive. I'm not even gonna lie. When it comes to like this rapper thing, shout out everybody in Montreal doing this thing, but you know, I just feel like our collective, you know what I'm saying? Not much people know of us, you know what I'm saying? Because we're kind of more, say like, I guess type of music we make, kind of more underground, I guess, you know? Yeah. But like, you know, but I feel like, not only me, I feel like we're all very competitive. And I feel like in due time, you know, it will show that like, you know, yeah, we're better than a lot of guys.
Yeah, you know? 100. How many people are you in this collective?
Oh, man.
We're 8.
Dot, yeah. Ja, Fix, Sona, Zuvi, Keys, KCM, Kira.
Yeah, 8.
Eight.
Okay. Do you guys all do like the same genre, give or take, or like different? Do you guys just like expand?
It varies. I think we're like, hip hop is the base and that's the root, but I believe that we are more than rappers. We're all artists. It honestly could change. Like, you know, like we have a lot of different records, but everybody has their own. Like Sona has great energy. He's the best rapper in the city.
What?
Zuvi is smart. Like, it's just like everybody has their own. Like, everybody has their like superpower.
Like Odd Future sort of.
Odd Future. Oh, that's the.
God, that's actually crazy. That's actually crazy.
That's the inspo that we're kind of going for. So
we actually posted, by the way, if you go check out our Instagram for the art. Entertainment, ENT? Yeah. We actually posted a new picture, and actually the sound that we actually
was actually Odd Future by Odd Future.
So it's actually crazy.
Classic. That's a classic.
Classic.
The music video for that is amazing.
Fire.
See how life works. You see?
For real, bro. So like, would you guys like say like you based off like the collective off of like Odd Future, or like how did that even come to fruition?
I say more when like when we say Odd Future, we relate to them. It's more like. And during that time, they were just so different.
Yeah,
they were the weird people.
Weird.
So it's like, you know? For us, like I feel like we're the weird people, you know, because we don't make music that people are accustomed to, when we hit certain pockets and certain tones that people are not accustomed to. So it was like Odd Future was like the reference point, but it really just started with. A lot of people who just love to make music and just come together. And I think what the most important thing is that we're all homies. We're all friends outside of this.
Damn,
so gosh. That's what it makes it work. And we could make it like, you know, we know when it's time to like, oh, yo, we're working. We're making music. And then we're able to separate music with friendship. But because we're all genuinely good friends outside of this.
It makes it so much easier.
Dude, that's honestly, bro. Y'all got lucky when it came to that. For real.
So much easier.
Dude, that sounds so much fun too. It must be like really fun too, in like in the process to make like music. You guys must have like so much like songs like unreleased too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
You're gonna be able to hear that soon.
You let me know. He sent it in, no?
I just sent in some songs, but whatever. But yeah, we got some things coming.
I'm excited. Before the end of the year, or we have to wait a bit?
Oh, definitely before the end of the year.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm going to play that.
It's pressure, man.
Pressure.
It's pressure.
Group project.
You got to separate. Yeah.
That's honestly really cool. So, like, have you guys done anything like, kind of like an, like, not like an Odd Future tape, but like, you guys know Concrete Boys?
Of course.
Kind of like,
It's us?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have, that's, that's in like 3 weeks for a job.
No way, really?
It's called it's called Group Project.
That's creative. I like
exactly.
That.
It's just a bunch of class clowns.
Dude,
and just a lot of it. It's I like to call this music ignorant, but ignorant in a smart way. So
like you said, competitive.
Yeah. Competitive, but I think like within our project, it's more joyful. Like it's joy, and like you could see we're just having fun. Yeah. We're not really taking everything serious in the project.
You could tell like it's more like scribbled down more than like, you know,
friendly sparring sort of.
Yeah.
You were just sketching. You know? Right, sketching. Now, you know? It's not a crazy picture, but you know, as time goes, everything will be fine.
100%. Not, but I liked what you said about being competitive. I think that's really, really unique, especially when it comes to like a collective. Like, it's not something like you anticipate knowing, but also like kind of makes sense in a way. So like when you say like you're competitive, like how would you say like your other people in the collective kind of make you want to be better?
Okay,
or, like,
so for example, I'll give you an example, right? We have a song, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say me, Sheldon, let's say Fix, we get on the song.
Yeah.
We're all really, 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 really good at rapping, right?
Yeah.
We all know that we're going to make the song great. But there's just that one little thing in our back of our mind that's like, okay, I know he's going to come with his best. I want to come with my best. It just pushes each other just to like, you know, be our best. And that's just what it is.
That's what makes it great. That's just for real. Like, it's just that, like, you guys are not trying to one-up each other, but like trying to like...
just push
each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Push.
For real. That's why I think it's really great about this collective. It's such a cool concept. You don't really hear about this. Like,
and especially in the city, yeah.
Especially.
For real. And like, who came up with it? Was it one of you guys?
It was all of us. It was like we all kind of like, cause bro, we've been trying to start a collective for like ever.
And
names on names. And then I think, you know, we met people along the way that resonated with us, and yeah, but I don't think there was nobody, like, we all were on the same page when we met each other, where it was like, yeah, this is what we want to do, you know. And then everybody has a big part on how the collective has grown. I mean, it hasn't really done anything. We just kind of started.
100%. But
yeah, I would say everybody has a part in it for sure.
How much has it grown since? Like, how long has it been active?
We started, I mean, we had the name before, it was called 40G.
Okay.
And then we made a change. So that was about 2 years ago. And yeah, I would say a good 2 years. We used to go to the homie's crib at his studio every Fridays, and then because we were linking up every week, we just gradually all got closer, and then changes made, and we changed to For the Art. Just a different feeling, and yeah, now we're here. But I think this year, well, I mean, like 2 days ago, was the launch of the collective. So
that's really cool, low key. And like, have you guys like added any members recently that you weren't like? Oh, he's like the newest?
No.
Oh, okay.
You say it, because I was just talking.
I mean,
what are the tryouts like? Do you guys have like auditions?
So here's the thing, when it comes to For the Art, that's the collective name.
Yeah.
For the Art is more like, I want to say, like a family.
Okay.
It's more like, okay, you don't have to be, you don't really have to be for the art specifically, but you could all, but you're always welcome just to create and make music with us.
I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
We have our solid guys, you know, solid people, you know, and that probably, hey, know what the future holds, you know, things could change, you know, so you might add more people, you know, but For the Art is more something that, like, it's all about just literally for the art. Come just create, just be you, just create.
It doesn't necessarily have to box into music
exactly.
too.
It could be anything.
It could be about anything. It could be taking pictures. It could be content, just in general. It's just whatever you want to create.
It's like for the art.
It's for the art. Literally.
That's creative as hell. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for the art.
It makes so much sense.
Anybody can be in it. You don't have to make music, you know? You know? It's just a collective of people who like to do creative things. Mm. And not only do creative things, but be obsessed with what you're doing as well. You know, if you want to take pictures, like, as much as we're obsessed with music, we want you to have the same exact feeling for
that
taking
love,
photos.
Passion and embrace
what for
you
sure.
like.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. But yo, we finna play more of your music. We finna play You Ain't Shit.
You Ain't.
And 21 My Brother.
Let's do it.
We also gonna play some of your stuff too. We have Mr. Disappointment, which I love a lot.
Appreciate it.
I love that song a lot. But yo, after that, we finally take a quick little ad break, and we finally get more into that.
For sure.
So yo, this is You Ain't Shit, respectfully, by Andre Waite. Stick around, yo. 69 to come up. Peace out.
Yeah. What you talking about? What you talking about? Yeah, you ain't shit.
that's unfortunate. Get your money up. Go up and knees, pay me for that fee, oh, we can't talk too much. Baby, please, get some money trees. It ain't fall enough. Pushing P, doing it for me. I done had enough. You ain't shit, you ain't shit, you ain't shit. You ain't shit, you ain't shit, you ain't shit. I've been doing shit, I need that ownership. Y'all ain't got shit on me, you talk too much. Quiet down one sec, your boy just need some peace. It's you and me and you can't fuck with me. I been big bro and shit, I'm cold as shit. On some swaggy P, the denim cold as shit on God. Man, motherfuckers better check they phone. Next, be honest, I do this for my dukes, cause I promise, be honest. Niggas claim to feel, but they be Amish, be honest. Lying through they teeth, and it's toxic, it's nonsense. You ain't shit, 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 you ain't. Yeah, you ain't shit, that's unfortunate. Get your money up. Go up and knees, pay me for that fee, oh, we can't talk too much. Baby, please, get some money trees, it ain't fall enough.
Right.
Pushing P, doing it for me, I done had enough. Watch how I do it with bounce. If it ain't about the money, then see your way out. I need to check the amount. I need hundreds so I can buy mama a house. You need this fiend for that clout. I could do this music shit without all the chains and bust downs to my name. I promise that's not what I'm about. What you talking about? What you talking about?
Sir, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but seems to be in Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. 21 look different, I do it by myself. I ain't running from nobody, God knows I do it well. I look up to my grandpops, I know this shit is hard. Fighting for his life, but me and mom praying for his health. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody tell. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody help. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody tell. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody help. That. I ain't the same kid you knew when I was 16. Had to level up and be a man, I want the big screen. When Ja wrote those lines, I had to work hard to be me. Inspired by his pen and how he ended with a cool scheme. Sona told me how to get a plan and how to proceed in due time. We never rush things, it's no need. I can't be the man I am today if I don't got my niggas on my side. I hope the people know we finna succeed, and that's a guaranteed. I ain't come to play around, fuck a punchline. I have you gassed up on the ground. Niggas want smoke with me, but when it gets loud, they pussy out and pussy out and pussy out. That's on everything, can never tell a lie. I do this for my peace and sanity, fuck all the pride. They say the future's bright, but 21 hit different. I just need some peace of mind for the rest of my time. I look different, I do it by myself. I ain't running from nobody, God knows I do it well. I look up to my grandpas, I know this shit is hard. Fighting for his life, but me and mom praying for his health. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody tell. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody help. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody tell. That shit got me fucked up, can't nobody help. I love you, big bro. Hope to God I see you one day before we go. I'm the youngest out the foe. I don't care if we don't ever see each other. You should know that I love you like no other. That's how Ma taught the code. Maybe in the summers, link up us four. Get to know each other and tell me your goals. As a kid, I always wondered if you ever knew your youngest little brother. Boy, it's done.
Mr. Disappointment of the family. Mr. Ghost, we hear this will happen. You think they know, but never care to ask me. It's Mr. Fuck Up when they coming at
Mr.
me.
Mr. Disappointment of the family. Mr. Ghost, we ain't been so happy. Niggas think they know, but never care to ask me. It's Mr. Fuck Up when they coming at me. Only difference is I'm throwing back when they sending at me. I'm Sugar Ray with the counters. I piss my power like Wilder. It's hitting harder than the powder. The wealthy's sniffing sadly. That's the type of substance I'm rejecting gladly. Never. The white girl listen for me. I've been moving classy. How I go in and turn the shit up.
Need no luck. I break a leg and still get up.
Keep showing up on your feet. I'm hard to get sick of. I ain't one of them little niggas holding the blick up. up, okay. Never. I swear to God, niggas can't fuck like. These days you gotta be a threat to be respected, right. These days you gotta impress to be accepted. True. These days you gotta expect the unexpected, okay. Whatever problems happen with you, I'm able to walk it off. All you niggas look over your shoulder, I just brush it off. Only Lord knows, I gotta hope so just to top it off. Tell my girl, you better be my piece, so please knock it off. If she ain't a keeper, wish her good luck, the mazel tov. Can't keep a scheme, need a lawyer, one to cut him off. Run him off, make it clear I'm the one you love, the way you coming off. Son of a king and a queen, but don't call me little junior. My mental health has caused my pops to think I'm a loser. Telling everybody I've been fucking up my future, but watch how I maneuver. Watch how I level up just based off a rumor. Joking about my struggles, but when it's time for me to talk, I bet they won't enjoy my humor. The EP couldn't come sooner. Hold up, wait, let me catch my breath. Hold up. I ain't let my mama, I can't miss no step. Nah, seeing my sisters make me sick to my chest. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going so they don't think I'm a mess. The older son gotta be an example to protect that best. But sadly, due to my inner issues, I haven't had much effect.
But I'm trying. I'm trying.
Right. Right, I said, fuck y'all niggas mean. Don't need the back or when the menacing. You the main target if you intervene. Fuck y'all niggas mean. Still the top gunner on the team. Can't ride me, my little dream. I said, fuck y'all niggas mean. Don't need the back or when the menacing. You the main target if you intervene.
See, fuck y'all niggas mean.
Go back, top
gunner on the team.
I swear to God, y'all niggas can't fuck with
that.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and... we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number is 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
Hey, this is Jamie from Abeya, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We back at it again with the White Boba Sauce, Ja, and Andre Wade. How y'all feeling?
Chilling, man.
Ja, Ja.
Yes, sir, bro. For those of you guys who aren't aware, I am currently in a purple Teletubby outfit, bro, because it is our Halloween episode.
Dude, I feel the spirit. Listen, I'm so sorry. I wanted to.
Y'all were supposed to come dressed
up. I wanted to, but listen.
Shame.
But listen, shame. Like, you just caught me so early.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I've always been a last second type of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, but you came before Andre. You came late. No, I'm joking.
That is actually rare.
Really?
Yeah,
actually,
it's
actually
nah.
Nah, I'm always late. Stop. I'm always late. I can't even lie to you.
I tried to say it. Just put it out there.
It happens. It's cool. You know what, dude? One time a guy came 40 minutes late.
40 minutes late is crazy.
Yeah. Like,
while you were live?
Yeah, while we were live, I was just waiting. I was like, yo, we supposed to have a guest. The guy's like, yo, I'm coming, bro.
That is disrespect.
Nah, it's cool. It happens. We homies.
You have fine. To say that too.
Nah, it's cool. man, but what y'all doing for Halloween anyway?
My boy Yama and my boy Joe are spinning at apartment.
Word.
So yeah, that might be the vibes.
Y'all might be the vibes.
What are y'all costumes? Y'all got costumes?
I'm not gonna lie, I might show up with regular clothes. I know.
Boo, right?
Boo.
I'm not gonna lie. And to be honest,
because I say I'm gonna dress up and it never happens.
And to be honest, I'm not gonna lie, I might just take his work clothes.
Bro, boo, dude. Okay, maybe because Halloween's my favorite holiday of the year.
You know what? It used to be mine.
What happened?
I feel like before COVID, it was lit. What? I feel like COVID changed everything.
Last year was pretty lit too. It was warm. People got to wear like anything true without costumes, jackets.
That is true.
That was actually the first time. Like, I feel like every Halloween's always like either snowing or it's raining or bad weather.
It rained for three times in a row.
Exactly.
Oh, this guy knows, man.
I know.
Halloween.
I know, bro. Last year I went as the Cat in the Hat. It was so nice and warm, then it started downpouring, bro.
This guy had a bad day,
dude. You know what's crazy? The first time I went to a rave was last year. Mm-hmm. I went to New City Gas with my boy Alex. He's somewhere. We don't know where he is. Mm. I went as the Cat in the Hat. Bro, it was us. He went as Ted. And we were with, like, I think, like, six girls. Dude. Jeez. I had bottles in my hat. Dude, my hat was so big. We had bottles in my hat, bro. I was just taking shit out like a magician, bro. Shawty was like, yo, where's my drink? Came out of nowhere with the hat and like a magician, bro.
Yeah. Tricks, man.
Why do you think they call me White Boy with Sauce, bro?
My boy with Sauce.
Well, tell
the name.
Tell W with Sauce, bro.
Know the name. Know
respect
the name.
My name.
Know the name.
For real. But tonight's not about me. Tonight's about y'all. So, yo, y'all are lyricists at heart. I think so. And so, talk to us about what's it like writing lyrics. Like, how do you approach writing lyrics?
You want me to go first?
Rock, paper, scissors right now.
There you go.
There we go.
John
won.
You go. You first.
Oh, I go first. Yeah. I mean, like, my approach is different for every record. You know, like, sometimes I like to, you know, as I said before, like, be ignorant. Sometimes I like to display what I've been going through. But I think it's just because I feel like I've grew up in a household that we came from, like, soul. Like, we used to listen to a lot of soul, so, and if you listen to a lot of soul records, everything has like some sort of meaning, some sort of substance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I mean, you know, sometimes I like to rap and not make sense sometimes, you know. Like, I think with the What's Next For Me project was a vulnerable project to make, so there were certain topics that I wanted to get off. But I don't know. I just think that, you know, like, a lot of these raps that we're doing, they could impact somebody's life that you don't know.
100%.
You know, so I try to take in what I'm actually going through, because I know somebody. We all go through the same experiences, just in different ways. We all know what love is, just in different ways. And that's just what it is.
You want to talk about love? I don't know who Drake is, but this guy, oh my God, man.
Bro. But yeah, man, that's my approach. It's different every record.
100%, bro. Do you approach like writing lyrics the same way as you do with beats? Because you said you're a producer too.
That's a good question. I think I'm a producer first.
100%.
So, with production, I kind of just let my hand do everything. And it's a weird.
That shit will change next week. Since a producer first, yeah. I'll change next week. I'm telling you.
Okay, bet.
But I'm saying, like, when I'm producing, like, I don't, my brain, I'm not even thinking. Like, I'm just going with whatever I make.
With the feeling.
I'm just going with the feeling.
That's
so
the best things come out.
Yeah.
Yo, for real, dude. Because I used to write. Mm-hmm. I used to ghostwrite.
Oh, yeah?
Yo, sometimes.
Listen. Listen, my boy Sauce, I might need some
you
sauce.
Might need an 8-bar.
Wait, no freaky.
Whoa, okay. Honestly, I used to do a lot of
I gotta check myself there.
I used to do a lot of J. Cole type beats on YouTube. This is like last year, but now I've been like in my indie rock bag.
That's good, man. Sorry, you're changing up. Music is music. I love it.
I love I'm a big fan of Childish Gambino.
Fire. My dog, Donald Glover.
Dude, I was so upset when he canceled his tour.
You ever watch Atlanta?
I did. I finished it.
Okay.
I watched it twice.
Feel like
he's like, yeah,
I watched had it. To.
It's my life.
The fourth. I have to admit, the third season might be my favorite. I didn't like the ending of it though. Mm-hmm. But the first season has a very special place. In my
Atlanta. Life. Everybody gotta watch Atlanta. It's like you
just
got
once.
To. At least once.
At least once. Also, I love the fourth season because like there's so much like hidden gems, especially sure. Like when they're in the mall and yeah. The Soulja Boy killer. Yeah. My eyes like a movie jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Fuck out my way.
They don't know about Paperboy, fam. Paperboy.
I honestly feel like Paperboy's story in general is so, I wouldn't say, well, relevant, but also like it's very true in a lot
and,
of
like,
sense.
In life?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I noticed a lot, especially with this genre, with hip hop and rap, it's a young man's game.
No,
I think it's like everybody's.
It depends. No, like,
it's like everybody's.
And I'll tell you why, right? because going back to writing, right?
100%, yeah.
You get better with age.
Experience.
Knowledge.
It's like wine, man. That shit.
You know what I'm saying? Listen. It's true. Listen, and to be honest, sometimes is the opposite. You see some rappers, right? Like, you know what? Listen, shout Snoop. I love Snoop. Mm-hmm. Right? Snoop is not as good as he was before.
Totally.
You know? But it's like, because, like, sometimes, you know, they get a little lazy with the writing, you know what it is? But this guy's like Method Man, where it's like, he, like, the older he got, the better, like, the flow got, the better the rhymes got, the better the bars
like
got.
Like wine, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Like so wine. It's like wine. But yo, how do you approach lyricism? Like, writing lyrics?
So not to repeat exactly what he said when it comes to, like, you know, also it's all about a moment of, like, how you feel in the moment, obviously. But it's like, you know, like, I love rap.
100%, me
too. I love rap. I just like listening to it. And, like, so I like challenging myself. We were actually talking about this thing called discipline.
Word.
Discipline, where it's like you have a certain, like, rhyme scheme. You have a certain, like, you have a certain pocket you have, you know? And sometimes, like, you know, like, before when I started rapping, I used to have, like, a little pocket. A pocket's when, like, you have a certain, like, you know, like, let's say I had this flow, like, double-double-double-da, and I just want to keep doing that. Sometimes I might switch out of it because I'm like, oh, I don't have the words for it. Now it's like you get better when you stay disciplined and you start sticking to it. You forcefully and you force yourself to, like, you know,
muscle
stay in that pocket. So exactly. It's like now it's like, okay, what I couldn't do before, well, that was so hard. Now when I write, excuse me.
Like,
it's easy. It's easy now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. You just gotta. It's all repetition. It's all discipline. That's
100%.
And also just being in love with you know, writing. And also one thing, if you're a rapper out here. One thing that's really good, reading. I honestly used to read a lot when I was younger, then I stopped, you know. But I actually just started reading a lot, like, again, you know. And I see it's helping. I just, like, words popping out the brain, you know. So reading, it helps, you know. By the way, guys. So.
You have a favorite book?
I have a favorite book.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just started reading again. But
what have you read?
What have I read? You know what? I read a Percy Jackson book.
Word.
I read all the books of Diary of Wimpy Kid. Every single one.
Every single one.
Purple, green. What else is the colors?
The purple, green.
I messed up. They have different, but hey, but yeah.
Kid, they're still making them.
Oh really?
They got to. I'm not even mad.
He's still in middle school. Bro, graduate. This guy's like what, 35?
Still in middle school is crazy.
It's insane, bro. Just like move on. Make him go to college. Make him do some. Make him get a job.
Like,
but low key, I haven't read as much as I used to. I'm a big comic book fan, so, like, I'm always reading some stuff. Yo, Connor in the background.
I'm a super anime manga, guys, by the way. I don't know.
Word. Yo, of course.
Jujutsu Kaisen is coming on January, guys, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
But one of my favorite books is a book called Supermarket by Bobby Hall.
Okay.
Okay, this book is, like, okay, it's a bit of a plot twist. Halfway throughout the plot,
okay,
it starts off with this guy who was, like, a writer. Mm. But he's, like, a failed, like, author. But he tries to get, like, his shit together. My fault. And basically, at one point, like, he gets, like, this book, like, thing. Like, this book signing. And basically, what he has to do, though, to get into the mind of the character, he works at the supermarket. Mm. But he commits himself so much to this writing thing that hopes everything works out. The character in the book, okay, because basically the character's already schizophrenic.
Yeah.
He actually becomes the character in the book. Okay. But, like, mentally, it's kind of like Fight Club, where, like, spoilers, by the way, is, like, he was actually, like, the alter ego. So, halfway throughout the book, like, the first half is, like, all, like, comedy and, like, oh, it's fun. Second half, he's in a psych ward.
It's dark.
Dealing with, like, heavy shit. Like, it's, my bad. And, like, it's just, like, some crazy stuff. And, like, I've noticed when I used to write a lot, especially with rap, I've noticed that, like, I would, like, fixate myself on, like, especially, like, rhymes. Like, rhyme schemes. Like, okay, like, 2-2-1-1, 2-2-1-1. And, like, it would bother me a bit. I'm like, okay, but, like, I don't want it to sound, like, generic. Uh-huh. But also, I want it to rhyme.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, after, like, in a weird way, when I would, like, read more, I kind of just, like, screw it. Anything, and, like, anything works. As long as, like, you have fun with it.
Yeah, it works. That's the most important thing.
It's honestly, like, really fun. Like, That's why, like, I switched to, like, indie rock, too. Because, like, indie rock, it's, like, you don't have to focus on, like, the rhymes, like, particularly. You just gotta, like...
The vibe.
The vibes. Like, you can make people feel
it's
something.
It's more of, like, just a head bop than just, like, actually listening to, like, you know?
Exactly.
That's why it's cool to experience different genres, because you'll be able to take, like, different elements, like, from that genre and, like, bring it back and then kind of, like, in a way, like, create your own. So it's, like, you know, like, if we're not feeling like we're trying to rap as much, you know... We might
type into a different
thing. Type into something else that doesn't require much writing, but just more feeling and more emotion.
100%.
And yeah,
what would you say is like the most challenging part of being like an artist nowadays?
That's a great question. I love that. I think the most challenging thing, honestly, is it's sometimes, like, I feel like being an artist, it comes with having a lot of OCD. 100%. And obviously I had to learn from that, you know, not everything could be perfect. And sometimes my music is not even meant for me to like it. It's meant for you guys to like it, you know?
That's so, the realest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That makes so much sense. Dude, in all much stuff I've written, I'm like, oh, I hate this. But
yeah,
like,
but you don't know. Yeah. You don't know what it could do to somebody.
100%. Your least favorite song could be someone's favorite
song.
Exactly.
And that can change their whole life, you know? Or it could change their perspective on something. Whole life is a stretch, but... Yeah, I think being an artist is challenging because everything is expensive.
Oh, that's so real.
And you know, we're living this dream.
Oh, God.
Everything's expensive. You know, the perception on, you know, when you meet somebody, hey, what do you want to do in life? I want to be a rapper. You know, they look at you crazy.
Yeah.
Or they want to be an artist.
Oh, yeah, no. But like, what do you want to do in life? Like, yeah. Ask you a question again. Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
It's
but,
a dream.
But yeah, I would, yeah, anyway. But, the moral of the story is probably just the OCD part of like making sure every little section, every little 8-bar, making sure every little bridge is perfect.
But yeah, something that like Tyler,
yeah,
like I heard J. Cole said,
yeah,
it's just like when they say just put it out,
yeah,
just put it out.
That's what we're doing now.
That's why I'm trying to get into, like, you know, because me, like, I have this thing where it's like I have this little bipolar thing. One day I like my music, one day I'm like, oh, I might be the worst guy ever, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are the most, like, relatable people I've had on the show in a minute. Holy
shit. You know,
it's like, but you're, it's in my, like, mind.
You'll be like, oh, I hate the song that you played to someone. You're like, yo, this shit is crazy right now.
Or like, you know, you'll play it the night at the studio and then you listen to it the next morning,
you're like, bro, what happened? You know, but yeah, like, no, that's, yeah, like you said, that's the hardest part. Just putting it out, honestly.
Was there ever a song that, like, you had, like, that sort of, like, perception on? Like, oh, you know, like, I liked it at first and after it changed. But after, like, once I showed it to some other people, they kind of, like, vibe.
Almost
with it.
Every song.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of songs.
Almost every song, man. Honestly.
Damn.
I would say for me was, and it's crazy, they like this, Me and Mine. I hated Me and
Watch
Mine.
Watch me turn around my back
really?
And I got snakes behind.
Me and Mine. I hated
it's
Me and
coolest,
Mine.
And like, I hated
My Bad Side.
Oh my
damn. God.
My Bad Side took me like a minute.
Don't be on my bad side.
Yeah.
I don't need your energy.
But, Job, what would you say is like the hardest part of being an artist? Like, would you agree with him too? Or like,
yeah, like I was saying, yeah. Like, I just feel like it's just like, I feel like one thing, like, about being, like, sometimes, but I feel like in, like, life in general, you have this, like, image of yourself, and sometimes you want people to see yourself how you see yourself, you know?
You want to be seen certain ways.
Yeah, you want to see us, like, you know? Like, you must think I'm, like, the coolest person ever. But some people be like, yeah, this guy is just, like, a weirdo, you know? And sometimes it's just, like...
My high school experience.
There you go, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, like... When it comes to dropping music, it's just like, you know, sometimes like you're scared. It's like, okay, I might think it's really good, but what if people don't think this is that good?
The
you know?
Outside perception.
And sometimes you just gotta like just brush it off, you know, and just like I said, just put it out. You know.
In a lot of ways, having an ego is the best worst thing you can have, because like it gives you confidence. Like, and who cares about what other people think at the end
for
of the
sure.
day, right?
Yeah.
Like, as long as you know, and if you believe in yourself. Which, as cliche as it sounds, you've probably seen that on a million cat posters at this point. Mm-hmm. But as long as you believe in yourself, dude.
Yeah,
that's all that matters, bro.
100%. But, yo, we find to play more of your unreleased,
Let's
though.
Do it.
What can you say about your unreleased before we play it? Besides it being lit.
more coming.
More coming.
More coming. We're not satisfied.
Yeah, okay, yo.
Just bare raps, 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2020. Yeah, you get it.
Till infinity.
Raps. Raps.
95 till infinity, for real? All right, bro. This is some unreleased job, bro. You hear? This is an exclusive, bro. I am honored to play this. This is Stank and Fen. And what's it called? My fault.
Stank.
Stank. My fault. And
one is called Stank. One called Peaceful Man.
All right. First world exclusive, bro.
I want to do that. Buzz, what's your Stank?
Right. I said, I heard about some other brothers down the blocks and the shots and subliminals, right? I didn't even think I was famous, you know, cause I'm styling too bright for your visuals. Them niggas online, but made in my blood, but I promise it won't be the way to do. My name with those, Ja Ja, I'm on some visualist shit, right? My baby mama think of.
Damn.
She told me, boy, you ain't shit. Sometimes I laugh about it, gotta allow it, cause fuck it, it is what it is. Like, what can you blame her? It's big body job, I'm the keyboard that offer the beta.
Right,
I be popping with dollars, the haters. Got no time to go chop up with traitors.
What else?
I got stuff to say, fuck all the favors. Everything goes a dream when I make it. I knew everything changed when I made her. What I do now's for when I die later. But I ain't for a while. Every 2 days preparing that sea moss. I got nutrients all on my body. I'm trying to go home and see Lani do so. I'm trying to go home and see Lani do so. I want like I give for the
bank.
My bank. Bust my pussy. Stank. Bust her ass right out the
gate.
My mother told me I'm great. From then I knew I'd be straight. You don't see fear in my face. You don't see fear in my face. I want like I give for the
bank.
Bust my pussy. Stank. Bust her ass right out the
gate.
My mother told me I'm great. From then I knew I'd be straight. You don't see fear in my face. You don't see fear in my face. Right. Y'all boys gotta do better.
Right.
Ain't no question about who better. You a bozo, I'm thinking you knew better. Like in Jaja, it's clear that I'm.
Right.
Clear, I'm the new stepper. I've been walking on bodies of few brothers. Kept been trusting to you, you ain't gang.
You ain't gang.
Niggas snitching lately, all the truth tellers.
Damn.
I can't lie, I been peeping the clip.
Right.
It's making me sick to my stomach, that little teeth, not to you niggas and shit.
Do you wanna have a discussion of nigga?
I can tell if nobody gon' switch. You a big motherfucker. If you try to take my, we gon' see how much you went
right.
I can tell you ain't.
You ain't shit.
I can tell you don't know who you fuck with. I got Trinity Grenade and blood on my jeans. Specialized niggas be coughing. Even bad my last shoddy while stuttering. My talk a little different. My lyrics, I have a glimpse. Even when I have fun with it. Every day is my day. I go dumb with it.
Right.
I want like I give for the
bank.
Bust my pussy. Stank. Bust her ass right out the
gate.
My mother told me I'm great. From then I knew I'd be straight. You don't see fear in my face. You don't see fear in my face. I want like I give for the bust my pussy.
Stank.
Bust her ass right out the
gate.
My mother told me I'm great. From then I knew I'd be straight. You don't see fear in my face. You don't see fear in my face. They be like, I'm tryna be what he on. Nonchalant phenom. Not too many colors. So surf white tee on. Time to top my shit. Hold up. Prime time Dion. Watch the dog come out. Something like Leon. Had that since 5 feet one. I'm saucy, son. Ray Charles, when it comes to competition, I see none. Flash bomb, I leave you highly stunned. Top three, definitely not two, so I'm obviously
one.
Right. I lost my bitch the other day. Might be a while till I get another one.
Right.
Mama said, don't trip, handsome.
Never.
You know you your father's son. The woman always came easy. I'm like the dark skin breezy. Multi-talented, plus these bitches wanna be demon. Back alive, being satisfied to the convinced job. The one in charge,
right.
I decided to get my hand again.
Right.
They're praying that I drop more lines.
Yes.
I put all my energy in this move. That's my comment, how many high? If they die, they die. Just know I'm the reason that they survive. But nah, you ain't dealing with my normal side. I'm this vodka, drag a Baba Yaga. Soon to be your rhymer's favorite rhymer.
Yeah.
Or a killer's killer, like I'm Dexter. The plus shit and alpha.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I make you dollar. I never need to score the most, to be honest. Steve Rogers, the coldest and head of my time. Feature Rambo, Baka Baka. Before you get packed up by a polished boxer.
Right.
Y'all ain't good enough, so your bloodline ends at you. Tama Tonga, raps that Jada. Selfish, yeah, I need more applause than Waka Flocka. They be like, I'm tryna be what he on. Nonchalant phenom.
Yeah.
Not too many cats to me. So serve white tea on.
Yeah.
They be like, I'm tryna be what he on. Nonchalant phenom. Not too many colors.
Colors.
So serve white tea on. Time to top my shit. Prime time Dion. Watch the dog come out. Something like Leon. Right.
movies.
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
How do you get up in the morning and put your pants on? Where do you put the pants on? I'll explain it to you someday. How do you do it? How do you get up? How do you do it?
It's pretty simple, actually. You tune in to CJLO 1690 a.m.
Put your pants on, buddy.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Hip-hop talk. Yo, 1690, we back at it again. The come up. Ja, Andre Waith, tell me what sauce, bro. How you feeling? Wait, not white sauce. My fault.
I even heard you say
Not the point whatsoever. Anywho, we got the quote of the day segment. My favorite part of the segment, low-key, if that's debatable, depending on who you ask.
Are we going to both play a game?
Oh, yeah, just,
oh, guys, okay, get excited.
This ain't no game show, bro. Okay, quote of the day is basically this thing I do on every show. Or every episode, where you can say the dumbest thing you can think of or the most inspirational thing you can say of, bro. You can say anything. So I'm going to say, yo, like, what's the quote of the day today? And y'all say something.
Tight.
So, yo, Andre Waith and Ja, bro, what's the quote of the day?
Damn, what is the quote of the day? I don't know. Be you and be great. I don't know.
That's okay,
it.
Word.
Be you and be great. That sounds like a little, like, I don't know. It could be like some type of trademark. Be you and be great.
Low-key, that'd be a good slogan, for real.
That's my quote of the day.
Hell yeah, I love that.
I'm going to say, shout out Earl, live, love, and laugh.
I loved that album, dude.
Yep.
That album was great.
Live, love, and
but I love some rap songs more, though.
Some rap songs. Oh, my gosh.
Nah, he was showing me some songs.
Some rap songs.
I said, yo,
yeah.
This guy, Earl. No, can we say something? Earl might have been better than Nas at 16.
Okay, hang on. We got like
both of
how much time we got left?
Nas.
We have 7 minutes to debate this.
Nas came out with a classic album.
Illmatic.
Yeah. Illmatic. But talking about rap ability, on a technical stand base.
Okay.
Earl was rapping better than Nas. At 16, Earl was a literal.
What do you define rap? Because like,
I want to say Earl was a literal poet.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from.
Can we play some songs where like they can listen to?
100%. Okay, wait, from some rap songs.
Yeah,
play the first song from some rap.
Play the first song
and that's my favorite one.
and play Nas's and play any Nas song on that. On Illmatic. Cause me, I like Proof. Whenever I make these little debates, I don't like just talking about it. We have social media for a reason. We have our phones. Yo,
okay.
Listen, I was telling the guys outside, social media, right?
Evil.
Is probably the best. The worst thing that's ever happened.
It started a lot of careers, man.
It did. The blog era is my favorite era of rappers.
The best, but it's one of the worst. It's people's attention span.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's so like.
I have a controversial take for y'all. Hold up. I want to see if y'all are gonna agree with me with this.
Nah, don't give me takes. I'm a cancel.
I think. I think.
We about to get canceled for real.
I think.
Not in the group.
The blog era of rap.
The blog era.
Like, I'm talking Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, like 2012.
Okay, J. Cole. Logic when he was in his prime.
Shout out Logic when he was in his prime.
Yo,
shout
out Logic, guys.
Shout out. Wait, hold on, hold on. Yo, shout out the incredible true story.
Yo,
wait, hold on. I got you. Shout out Under Pressure. Shout out Bobby Tarantino. Yo. Shout out. Everything, shout out, dang, everything, undeniable. Shout
Logic
out.
Is, welcome to Forever. Welcome the to best Forever. Mixtape
shout out to the come
the
up. Early- Shout out to the come up.
Yo, for real.
Shout out to 5 a.m.
You listen to Ultra 85?
Of course I listen to Ultra 85, I'm but not, like...
I don't want to get into Logic. Dude,
but like, I yo, it's hard. Tough. It's tough,
he
bro.
Breaks my heart, bro. It's he hard does. Being... Dude, I have a playlist purely about him called Something Biracial Bobby.
Biracial Bobby.
Biracial... That was his Twitter handle for such a long time. But no, he's inconsistent. You
know, honestly, like, I think he just went with the joke, though. Like, you know?
Yeah. True.
Did you see what Logic did with that playbook?
Yeah, side quest.
It was trash? I hear it.
It's something.
I honestly think like after a while he just stopped caring, fam.
You know what? You know who it was?
What?
It was Joe Budden.
Dude, I hate Joe Budden with a passion. Dude.
Him saying like, yo, you're not like
that, it broke him.
N-word, like,
yo, it broke him.
He was just like, yo, like,
it visibly broke him. It happens.
After that, like, he was done. Like, I'm telling you, like,
Joe Budden ruins career.
Joe Budden ended this guy's career. Like,
but
just by bullying him. Like,
The Incredible True Story is his best album by far.
Dang, I might.
Or Under Pressure.
This guy cried.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but did you see it? Logic actually went back at him though?
But he cried too. Like, I'm like, it's bad. Like,
it's bad. But you know what? From his Playboi Carti style album, there's one song I actually kind of like. It's called Severed.
Oh, it was an album.
No, it was supposed to be an album. Okay, this year.
Dang, I didn't even know that, bro.
What that's happened?
See, Logic's number one fan here. Didn't even know this nigga just
tapped. I'm his number one. Okay, here's what happened. Basically, how much time we got? We got 3 minutes. Okay, watch this. Basically, this year he was supposed to drop 5 albums. One of them was supposed to be like a Incredible True Story-esque, but mostly with skits, with Morgan Freeman and Joseph Gordon-Levy from 500 Days of Summer. The soundtrack to his movie, which he's dropping on Blu-ray. The guy made $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Morgan Freeman's not in the hospital?
Nah, bro, he's still alive.
No, but like, I thought I heard he's alive.
You're still alive.
No, but like, no, but like, now that he's dead, like, been heard like he's been in the hospital for like.
Has he actually?
The longest time. Probably. That's why he hasn't been like, in like, any movies and like anything.
But he did this. He did this. But
like,
video play.
He was able just to like do something for Logic.
Yeah, bro.
He said, out of all people,
like Logic. Like Morgan Freeman came out. Your
no. Logic is my man.
Shout out to Logic.
But, yo, I love you, Logic. Yo, I'm here. I'm just fucked up.
The blog era is by. I think the blog era was more influential than the SoundCloud era.
Like J. Cole, Tyler, and all of them?
Yeah.
What do you mean a SoundCloud? Like what SoundCloud?
I'm
like, give me artists.
Like, Trippy Red, Uzi.
Wait, what are we talking about, bro? Okay, no, what? Wait, actually.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, I would definitely agree.
No, wait, hold on.
I definitely agree.
If we're talking about more, if we're talking about what we liked more. What's more influential.
Now to our society, for sure.
Which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
It would be the sound, just because of like how much it changed. But honestly, shout out Kendrick and shout out Drake. After the beef, it kind of we started like, bringing it back to like the roots.
Yeah, shout out to them.
You know what I'm saying?
Low key.
So
100%. Shout out to both of them.
Ever since that, like, everybody's rapping.
Because nobody could have dropped music around that time.
Like they got Erykah Badu about to drop with Alchemist. What are we talking about?
Dude, I remember that. But the AI video would kind of piss me off a bit.
Oh, they did an AI video?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I can't even support that.
But the Alchemist
The AI thing.
The Alchemist did make up for it for Alfredo, too, with Freddie Gibbs.
That's Album of the Year. What's a better... Yo, bro, what's a better album?
There hasn't been
the Clips?
One.
It's definitely not Clips.
Is it Clips?
No, Clips. I don't like Clips.
It's not Clips,
it's not
dog.
It's not Clips.
It's definitely not Clips.
I have a question.
Yo, you know why?
We got 1 minute.
You know why it's not Clips? Wait. You know why it's not Clips? Bro, production was missing Chad Hugo.
That's true.
Production was missing.
We have 1 minute left. Quick, say something quick.
Man, shout out for the art.
Shout out for
the
art. Shout out 40G. This is literally for...
Rest in peace, D'Angelo. Oh my God.
Rest in peace, D'Angelo. That broke my heart.
My God.
Yo, this was the come up 1690. We about to end in 20 seconds. Yo, we have a party on November 1st. Everyone's welcome. It's free for all students. $10 if you're not.
Pull up.
Pull up, bro. Thank y'all for Ja and Andre Wade. This is some of the craziest episodes we had.
This was amazing, bro. Thank you for having us.
Bro, thank you guys. We're honored to have both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Stay tuned for the next episode.